Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for the hottest pregame show in minor league baseball. It's the Air Show, starring Michael Mark Antonini, Snatch, and Ray. Take it away, fellas.
What's going on, Ironbirds fans? My name is Michael Mark Antonini. He's Ray Atkinson. We'll hear from Stash in just a little bit, but another edition of the Air Show as we get set for game two of a six-game set between the Aberdeen Ironbirds and the visiting Bowling Green Hot Rods. Well, Ray, good start to the series last night. Birds edged out a 4-3 win. Dylan Beavers, a go-ahead solo homer with two outs in the seventh. Big win for the Birds. Great way to set the tone against the Hot Rods.
As our esteemed intro said, it is the hottest. Yes, it is. Was hot last night, and the Ironbirds were hot last night in a nice come-from-behind victory. They dug in, didn't give up, never surrendered. It was a fantastic game last night here at Leidos Field at Rifkin Stadium.
Well, before we get set for Game 5 of this 9-game homestand over a 10-day swing here in Aberdeen, let's talk about what happened last night. So, Ray, we mentioned the 4-3 win, mentioned that Dylan Beavers hit the go-ahead homer with two outs and two strikes on him in that seventh inning. It was his ninth homer of the season. It now ties him for the team lead with nine bombs. He also drove in a run earlier in the game with a sac fly, so Dylan continues to get it done at the plate for the Birds. But how about the pitching, Ray? It started with Kyle Verbitsky, another really strong start for Verbitsky. Gave up just two runs in five innings of work. Only struck out two, but did not walk a batter, and that zero in the walk column is huge.
It's par for the course here in Aberdeen with a strong start and a strong finish by the bullpen. The pitching is giving this team a chance to win just about every single game, and you can't ask for much more out of your bullpen.
Well, that's a great way to put it. The bullpen was excellent last night. Four innings of one-run ball, six strikeouts, and only one walk. Exceptional work from all four guys that took the mound for the Birds last night. But, of course, late in the game, the bullpen protecting that one-run lead, they got it done.
They got it done. Reese Sharp was sharp, and the rest was history. It was a great game last night, and I'm really excited about tonight's game as well. And this is game two of a six-game series, so it's going to be even more exciting tonight.
Before we get into the keys to the game for game two of this six-game series, Ray, let's talk about a guy who is quietly having a really strong season for Aberdeen. And I say quietly only because so many other guys in this lineup continue to hit. And we're talking about Frederick Benkosme. So Freddie has been hashtag Fredgendary lately. So take a look at this. On the season, one of the things I want to point out with Freddie is his bat-to-ball skills. He does not strike out a lot. He continues to put the ball in play. So on the season, just 44 strikeouts in 71 games. He's also worked 41 walks in 294 plate appearances. So just not a lot of strikeouts. His 8.6% swinging strike rate is fifth best among all Orioles minor leaguers this year. How about that?
Yes, his patience at the plate is key. After strike one, he does not panic. He relaxes. He takes his time. And he just basically keeps his patience at the plate. And you got to have that, especially this deep in the season, especially from a guy that you said was an unsung hero. That's Frederick Benkosme. He's been unsung, but we're going to sing him today.
With strikeouts such a big part of baseball at every level, at the professional level nowadays, it's pretty refreshing to have a guy who can just continuously get his bat on the ball. That's what Freddie's done. How about these numbers over his last 28 games? He's batting .318 with an .815 OPS, and he's only struck out 14 times in his last 101 plate appearances. Exceptional numbers there.
Can't ask for much more. That's patience, and that is what is key for the Ironbirds tonight. Patience, and we're going to have that later on in the show, Mike.
So, Freddie, our player spotlight today. Before we wrap up the Air Show, I'm going to throw it to our guy, Stash, then we'll get to the keys of the game. So, Stash, where are you at, my man? Tell us what's going on at the ballpark.
Oh, down on the field, Mike, where it is just absolutely lovely. Another beautiful night here at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. How we doing out there, Ironbirds fans? Fantastic. A big win by the boys last night. Big win by the Orioles today. We got to keep the good times rolling. So make sure to do your part in the seats. Cheer your hearts out while you can. Let's try it one more time. Let's go, Ironbirds! Back to you, Mike and Ray.
Well, the Iron Stash always firing up the crowd, always firing us up here on the pregame show as we get set for game two of this series. Well, Ray, let's take a look at the keys to tonight's game. It starts with keep flying. Now, you know, what do I mean by that? Well, the Ironbirds have won six of their last eight series openers, which is exceptional to go into a series and win all those games. They won the series opener last night, looking to keep it going, so keep flying there. And second key, be patient. Roel Garcia, who's on the mound for Bowling Green tonight, has walked three or more batters in three of his last five outings. So the Birds looking to be patient, continue to get guys on base, and manufacture runs.
Yes, winning six of the last eight series openers is a big stat, especially when you consider we're now in July. We're past the midway point in the season, and usually at that point you get a lot of call-ups, and the team looks drastically different. So the Ironbirds to remain consistent this far into the season, that's great. We're going to be flying even higher as the month goes on.
I like what you did there. Well, you heard from Stash. He's Ray. I'm Michael Marcantonini. As always, Iron Birds fans, first pitch coming up at 7:05. Let's have some fun. And Ray,
let's fly. It's now time to welcome the coaches for the Iron Birds. The Iron Birds are managed by Roberto Mercado. Hitting coach, Zach Cole. Pitching coach, Austin Miney. Fundamentals coach, Chase Sebi. Development coach, Billy Facto. Strength conditioning coach, Chris Frosch. Athletic trainer, Tori Atencio. Assistant athletic trainer, Riley Sanders. Clubhouse manager, Ross Stovall. And technology coordinator, Cal Christensen. It's now time to meet the starting lineups for tonight's game. First, for the visiting Bowling Green Hot Rods, as announced by manager Rafael Valenzuela. Leading off, the left fielder, number 4, Drew Baker. Batting second, the center fielder, number 1, Brock Jones. Batting third, the shortstop, number 8, Carson Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, number 13, Willie Vasquez. Batting 5th, the catcher, number 12, Kenny Piper. Batting 6th, the designated hitter, number 20, Dominic Keegan. Batting 7th, the right fielder, number 7, Nick Schnell. Batting 8th, the second baseman, number 28, Jalen Battles. And batting 9th, the first baseman, number 25, Blake Robertson. Starting for the Bowling Green Hot Rods is number 37, Roel Garcia. It's now time to meet your hometown lineup presented by Beacon Staffing. The Iron Birds are managed by Roberto Mercado. Leading off, the left fielder, number 31, Ryan.
Michael Marcantonio. It's another great night for a ball game here in Aberdeen, Maryland, as we get set for game two of a six-game series between your Aberdeen Ironbirds and the visiting Bowling Green Hot Rods. What's up, everybody? My name is Michael Mark Cantonini, the voice of the Ironbirds, live from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium as we get set for game two between these two teams this week in a rematch of last year's South Atlantic League Championship Series. Well, the Birds got the better end of the Hot Rods last night, a 4-3 win for the Birds. Dylan Beavers hit a two-out, two-strike, go-ahead solo homer in the bottom of the seventh. That was all the Birds needed. Bullpen held the lead, and the Birds took home the series opening W. Birds have won six of their last eight series openers and looking to stay hot tonight with another win against Bowling Green. Birds coming into tonight's game 44-38 overall, 12-6 in the second half, just a game and a half behind the Brooklyn Cyclones for first place in the North Division. Birds with a +45 second-half run differential. After the loss last night, the Hot Rods now sit at 43-37 overall, 12-7 in the second half of play. They are in second place in the South Division with a +55 second-half run differential. So both these teams playing good ball, swinging the bat really well, and we expect another good one tonight. Well, before I get into the pitching matchup and the starting lineups for tonight's game, let's get you a little insight from one of the guys on the Ironbirds side of things, another pregame interview to play for you guys. I talked to Ironbirds right-handed pitcher Trace Bright before the game today, so got to catch up with him during BP to talk about how his first professional season's going, how he was able to rest and recharge during the All-Star break, and a few other things that we touched on in the interview. So it was really fun to talk to Trace, who is an Alabama native, but he's got some local ties to the area. He's got some family from Havre de Grace, Perryville area. So it was cool to talk to Trace about all that stuff. So you'll hear all about it in my pregame interview with him. So before we get to the lineups and the pitching matchup, we're about 8 minutes away from first pitch. Let's get you my pregame interview with Trace Bright from earlier today. Hope you all enjoy it. Cantonini back here on the Ironbirds Radio Network. I'm here with Michael Mark Cantonini back here on the Ironbirds Radio Network. I'm here with Ironbirds pitcher Trace Bright. Trace, thanks for taking the time today. And haven't really had a chance to talk to you much this season, but how's your first full professional season going?
It's been good. Some ups and downs, obviously, but you know, being able to adjust throughout the season's been good. Had a good group of guys here in Aberdeen for most of the year, and so that's been, you know, a blast to spend this part of the year here.
So for a lot of you guys here in Aberdeen, it's your first full professional season, and it's a big adjustment going from whether it's high school or college for you guys after getting drafted to go play a full professional season. So how long did it take you to adjust to the schedule that you guys have here in High A?
You know, I mean, it takes a little bit of time. Being able to play a little bit last year in Delmarva helped adjust some, but you know, the main thing is the 6 day a week schedule. You know, you're used to playing four games in college and going to six, and you know, it's a long grind of a season, but you know, just keeping your body healthy is the main focus, and then that's probably the hardest part is being able to be healthy and be ready for your next start once a week.
Speaking of the long grind, you guys actually just had 4 days off with the All-Star break. It actually turned into a 5 day break because of the rain out in Greensboro. So how are you able to rest and relax and recharge during that break?
You know, you take a few days off, give your body a break, but you also got to be ready to come back and perform that next weekend. You know, we played Wilmington that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so got to get your arm in, you know, shape and ready to go for that next outing. So it's good to have a few days off, but you still kind of have to take care of your business while on the All-Star break as well.
So you've already made one appearance since the All-Star break, but from the time that you pitched right before the break until that first appearance after, 11 days in between outings. So what did you do to take care of your arm and stay sharp in between?
You know, I mean, I threw a bullpen in Greensboro and got rained out that Sunday that I was scheduled to throw. But then, you know, just keeping up my throwing through a bullpen over the All-Star break, and, you know, that was just kind of the main high point of me, what I needed to do to be ready to perform, you know, on Saturday coming out of the break.
So we're at the point in the season now where you and the rest of the guys who throw bulk innings, whether it's in relief or in a starting role, the pitch counts are higher now. You guys are going deeper into games. But how did you adjust from college ball where you're throwing more innings, higher inning totals, higher pitch counts, to going to a more careful workload in pro ball?
You know, it's different. But, I mean, you got to, again, think how many times you're throwing in a season compared to college. You know, I think I had around 16 appearances, starts in college to – You know, I'm playing from the time, you know, pretty much throwing, starting in spring training in February all the way until September. So that obviously kind of changes the workload. And yes, the innings and pitch count may be lower, but over time the numbers build up and start to add up.
What would you say has been the biggest challenge for you so far as a professional baseball player?
You know, I think it's kind of working in different teams each week. You know, you face them so much, they have a lot of scouting reports on you. So you got to be on your A game each week and making those a little bit of adjustments to be ready and at your best week in and week out.
So knowing that you're going to continually have to make adjustments, really on a start-to-start or appearance-to-appearance basis, what adjustments have you been able to make this year to, you know, see results out on the field?
For me, it's been a lot to do with my mechanics. You know, sometimes my command has been off in a few of my outings and really dialing in my mechanics and being able to, you know, throw 3-4 pitches for a strike is what helps me, you know, get through the outings with a little bit more ease. You know, when there's guys crowding the base path, it makes it a lot harder to pitch. So kind of keeping my mechanics in check and, you know, working through some things, you know, in the weight room and in the training room, getting stronger and getting my body in a good position every outing.
So professional baseball season, 5.5 to 6 months, depending on, you know, playoffs and all that. But it's you know, almost half of a calendar year that you're up here, you're away from family and friends. Now you're from Alabama and you stayed down there to play college ball, but now you're up in the Northeast. How have you been able to keep in touch with family and friends playing ball up here in Aberdeen?
You know, I've been able to have family come visit and that's been, you know, great to have time with them, but also I have family from, you know,
we'll look to work around the one out free pass. Big hole on the right side as the Birds play Williams to pool. Peek over his shoulder at first. Nunez to the plate, swing and a miss. Good slider low and away. Couple swings and misses on that pitch out of the zone. Good sign for Nunez. Well, before the call-up to Aberdeen, Nunez was putting up big numbers in Delmarva, had a 3.93 ERA and 55 innings of work for the Shorebirds. 13 appearances, 10 starts down there. 0-1, swing and a miss, changeup got him out in front, 0-2. But the thing that stands out the most about what Juan did down in low A, 72 strikeouts in 55 innings, so way over one strikeout per inning, good sign. And only 26 walks. Runner goes, 0-2, swing and a miss. Throw down from Ardoin, right on the money. The tag got him. A strike him out, throw him out, inning-ending double play. And Juan Nunez makes quick work of the hot rods in the top of the first. Silas Ardoin doing his thing behind the plate. Ben Cosme applied the tag, and we are through the top of the first here in Aberdeen. No score. We'll head to the bottom of the first, see if the Birds can jump on the board first. It's the Hot Rods in town against the Birds here in Aberdeen. Bottom one up next on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Iron Birds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
No score after a half inning of play in Aberdeen. Juan Nunez faced the minimum three batters in the top of the first, struck out Drew Baker, walked Brock Jones, but then got Carson Williams on strikes, and then Silas Ardoin threw out Jones trying to steal second. So an inning-ending 2-4 strike-him-out, throw-him-out double play. And that is how Juan Nunez was able to work a brisk first inning. Threw 13 pitches, 7 strikes. And now the Birds will try to start things up. Ryan Higgins to lead things off with Dylan Beavers and Silas Arduin to follow. Higgins back in the leadoff spot tonight. He was there last night. Singled his first time up, stole a bag, also drove in a run with a sack fly. First pitch to Higgy, misses low and in. Count is 1-0. Right-hander Roel Garcia gets the ball for Bowling Green tonight, 6-4. He's 24 years old in his second pro season. Throws four pitches, fastball, slider, change, cutter. 1-0. Higgins gets one way up in the air, shallow left to right center. That's down. Dumps one in there, and Beavers has another hit. Well, he's just straight locked in right now. There's no other way to describe it. Had his 12-game hitting streak snapped on Sunday afternoon, but has hit safely in the first two of this series. And he's feeling it at the plate. That brings up Arduin, the catcher. No score, bottom one, with Beavers at first and one down. Garcia set on the mound. Decent lead for Beavers at first. He's being held on. First pitch to Silas. Slider off the dish. Garcia enters tonight's game with a 4.42 ERA. This is his 16th appearance, 10th start at High A. He spent the entire year with Bowling Green. 28 earned runs in 57 innings. Move over. Beavers back standing. 58 strikeouts, so just barely over a strikeout per inning with 28 walks. Arduin in the righty batter's box, ready to hit. Beavers takes off for second. Pitches a ball outside. Throw is in time, but it's high, and Beavers gets his hand in with a head-first dive. Well, Piper, the catcher, got that one down there quickly, but the throw was high. Kind of rushed that throw, and Beavers is in scoring position with one out. Birds will look to take advantage of that. So Dylan at second with Silas at the dish, only one out in the home first. 17th stolen base in 21 tries for Beavers this year. Arduin pops one up, foul ground right side. That one's going to get into the seats. So Beavers doing a little bit of everything. Hit and a stolen base so far. Last night, he was the standout star offensively and looked great roaming center field as well. Leads the team in games played this season. And for Beavers, stolen base number 17 ties him for fourth most on the club. Arduin ready to hit with a big hole on the right side. 2-1, a little bit off the plate, 3-1. Well, I mentioned on the air show today, which you can catch before every home game live on Facebook Live and MILB TV, that Roel Garcia has struggled with walks lately. He's walked three or more in three of his last five outings. Beavers is caught off second, and now he's in a pickle in between second and third. And he's going to get tagged out on the base pass there. So a tough one there. Beavers tried to get that momentum lead and try to pick up third, but Garcia saw him trying to do that. And he is picked off for out number two. So base is empty with two down as the count remains 3-1 on Arduin. Next pitch, fastball right down the chute, and it's 3-2. So both teams have had a runner caught on the base paths in the first inning. Birds looking to avoid going down with just a minimum hitting. 3-2, called strike three in the inner half. Nasty slider that broke back in over that half of the plate, and Arduin is down on strikes to end the first. No runs on a hit, no errors, no one left on, no score through one. We'll head to the top of the second, see if the Birds can hold this thing where it is. Keep it locked right here on MILB TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you.
Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkinstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkinevents.com. That's www.ripkinevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
No score after an inning of play in the Dean. Top of the second inning, Michael Marcantonini bringing you the action. Well, the Birds got a one-out single from Dylan Beavers. He stole second, but then was picked off for the second out of the inning, and then a nasty 3-2 backdoor slider from Roel Garcia, the starter for Bowling Green, ended the bottom of the first. So each team sends just three to the plate after getting a base runner on in the first, and Juan Nunez is back to work in the top of the second. Third baseman Willy Vasquez starts things up and blasts one to deep left field, and you can forget about that one. That ain't coming back. Ambushed a first pitch fastball up in the zone, and Vasquez will trot around the bases. 1-0 Bowling Green quickly here in the top of the second. Well, kid's got some pop. He's a free swinger, too. Didn't waste any time getting Bowling Green on the board. So it's 1-0 Hot Rods as Juan Nunez will look to settle in. That brings up Kenny Piper, the catcher, with Dominic Keegan and Nick Schnell to follow. Nunez threw just 13 pitches in the first, seven strikes. But his first pitch of the second hit out of the ballpark, and now his second pitch of the inning laced down the right field line but out of play, 0-1. Piper is behind the plate tonight. He was the DH last night. He and Dominic Keegan flip-flopping spots position-wise today between catcher and DH. 0-1 outside. So Nunez earned the call-up from Low A Delmarva not too long ago. This is now his fourth appearance with the Birds. 1-1, fouled back. It's 1-2. Nunez was acquired in the Jorge Lopez trade last year. Birds sent their closer, Jorge Lopez, who was having an all-star season, sent him to the Minnesota Twins. 1-2, ripped down the left field line. Higgins moving towards the corner to cut that one off. Runner taken off for second. Here's the throw-in from Higgins, not in time. And it's a stand-up double from Kenny Piper. So back-to-back extra base hits. So a little bit more on that trade that Nunez was a part of. So the Orioles last year, they were having a strong season. You know, definitely turning heads for what they were doing, playing over 500 ball late in the season, and a lot of Orioles fans wanted the team to buy, but Mike Elias in the front office decided to sell, but they didn't just sell the farm. I mean, it wasn't a teardown. I mean, this was an Orioles team that has been in a rebuild for a few seasons now, and they were turning some heads last year, I guess ahead of schedule, some would have described what they did last year. But you know, Elias knew that this team wasn't going to compete for a championship last year, so it turned out the smart move was to sell off some pieces. Now, not selling any big pieces. You know, they kept Cedric Mullins, a guy who's been a cornerstone. They kept some other guys, Austin Hayes, Anthony Santander. They kept John Means, who was hurt at the time, but still kept a lot of core pieces in terms of veterans. Birds did trade Trey Mancini, who was set to become a free agent at the end of the year. He went to the Astros in a trade and eventually won a World Series with Houston. But a fan favorite, Mancini, was dealt. Fans didn't love that. Birds got a couple nice pieces back in that trade. One of them, right-hander Chase McDermott from the Astros,
who's up in AAA now. But the Jorge Lopez trade has really worked out. 3-0 pitch from Nunez. That's high to Dominic Keegan. So home run, double walk, as the Hot Rods look to extend their 1-0 lead here in the second. And while the Mancini trade hurt, you know, just from a fan perspective, losing a guy who had been through so much, battling cancer, had been a homegrown piece. But the Jorge Lopez trade rubbed a lot of people the wrong way because, hey, a team that's playing over 500 baseball late in the season that has a chance to make the playoffs, trading its closer. You know, not the best look, but like I said, Mike Elias knew this team wasn't going to compete for a World Series last year, so it made sense to trade a closer. So they sent Lopez, who was having a career year, to Minnesota. Minnesota in a pennant race. You know, it was more of that supply and demand situation, not a lot of late-inning shutdown arms available. So the Orioles were able to get four pitchers in exchange for Lopez, a trade that was made August 2nd last year, deadline day deal. 0-1 outside to Schnell. It's 1-1. So the Orioles got left-hander Cade Pavich, who has been so good this year for AA Bowie, has a Pitcher of the Month honor in the Eastern League. They got right-hander Yennier Cano, who not only is having a breakout year with the Orioles, but he was also a 2023 All-Star, represented the club in Seattle, pitch over for a strike. It's 1-2 on Schnell. They got left-hander Luis Rojas, who is in the minors. And they got right-hander Juan Nunez, who, based on what you read on the internet, I mean, this guy just wasn't, he wasn't just a throw into the trade. Let's put it that way. 1-2, swing and a miss there. And Nunez picks up his third strikeout. Pitch was up to 95 miles an hour and right on cue. I mean, I think that shows you that this guy was not a throw into the trade. He was one of the, he wasn't the biggest name in the trade, but, you know, definitely a guy who can be a useful piece moving forward as he continues to develop. Just 22 years old. Looking to get himself out of a jam this year. So, I mean, really, to wrap up that story, the Jorge Lopez trade continues to pay dividends for this Orioles organization, both at the big league level and in the minors. Swing and a miss there as Jalen Battles, the second baseman, was way ahead of a breaking ball from Nunez. Counts 0-1. I'm sure Mike Elias and the front office will be active at this year's trade deadline, which is only a couple weeks away. Something to keep an eye on. Pick play out at second. Nunez throws to Ben Cosme covering. And the runner at second, Piper's back. So it's Piper at second, Keegan at first. Birds trail 1-0, top two here in Aberdeen. Leadoff home run from Willie Vasquez, then a double from Piper and the walk to Keegan. But Schnell struck out, and now Battles. 0-1, good tight slider from Nunez. He actually had Battles, the right-handed hitter, tuck his shoulder in there as if that ball was going to hit him, and then that slider snapped back across the zone. Counts 0-2. Nunez set, looks at second. And the pitch to the plate. Broken back grounder past Nunez. Ben Cosme picks up, throws to first in time. A bang-bang play at first, but Freddie made the play. Well, that ball must have had some really weird spin on it. Took a weird hop past Nunez because it was right back to him, but it hopped over his glove. A little broken bat grounder. But Ben Cosme was able to get there and make the play at first. That was his only play. Battles retired for out number two. Runners now at second and third with the nine-hole hitter Blake Robertson due up. Birds looking to keep this a 1-0 deficit as Nunez tries to get himself out of the jam. It was first and second, no outs after the homer. Now second and third, two outs. Robertson takes low and in. They'll appeal, no swing. Robertson, one of three left-handed swingers in this lineup. Taking his time now with men on base. 1-0, that's high, 2-0. Birds are rocking their light blue jerseys today. The alternate home tops with Iron Birds written across the chest, the numbers on the front and the back. White pants, white on the front of the caps with the cartoon Iron Bird plate emoji. Nunez rocking the high blue socks. Most of the other guys rocking the pants down. 2-0, swing and a miss. Counts 2-1. On the flip side, Bowling Green rocking its navy blue road tops with orange outline, gray pants, navy blue hats. Nunez is 2-1. Grounded to second, Ben Cosme comes up on it. Underhand flip to first, and the inning is over. Nice job by Juan Nunez to retire the last three he faced after allowing the first three to reach base. The Hot Rods get a run on Vasquez's solo homer. They do it on two hits, no errors, two men left in scoring position. After 1.5, it's the Hot Rods 1 and the Birds nothing. We'll head to the bottom of the second after these messages on MILB TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
We move to the home half of the second inning here in Aberdeen. 1-0 Bowling Green over Aberdeen. The Hot Rods got a run in the top of the second. Willie Vasquez hit the first pitch of the inning over the left field wall. And that is how the Hot Rods grab the early lead. The next two batters reached on a double and a walk, so it was first and second, no outs after the homer, but Juan Nunez went strikeout, groundout, groundout, and that ended the threat. Ben Cosme leads off the bottom of the second. Freddie in the four-hole again tonight. Takes a pitch a little high, 1-0. Ben Cosme, then Isaac De Leon and Colin Burns, 4-5-6. Dylan Beavers a one-out single in the first, but he was picked off. That was it in the first. Next pitch from Roel Garcia misses low and away. It's 2-0. Well, I did a spotlight on Freddie Ben Cosme on the air show today, and the theme of the spotlight was the fact that he just continues to put the ball in play. He has excellent bat-to-ball skills, takes a strike there. It's 2-1. And to have a player who just doesn't strike out much at all is so refreshing in today's game, and it's such a luxury. I mean, every team can use a guy like Ben Cosme, who you just know is going to go up there and make contact. 2-1 pitch coming up. Here it is. Fly ball left center. Moving over in the gap as Brock Jones makes the catch. So talk more about Freddie's numbers in terms of, you know, getting the ball in play and not swinging and missing. We'll get to those a little bit later in the game. But for now, he's retired for out number one. That brings up Isaac De Leon, who's playing third base tonight. Started at first last night, helped start a 3-6-1 double play in the middle innings. And that was big at the time. Leadoff man reached on an error. And then De Leon started up the double play. Swings and misses over a breaking ball there. It's 0-1. Birds down 1-0, bottom two. Long pause from Garcia. Next pitch, that catches the bottom of the zone. It's 0-2. Talked about it on the broadcast last night. De Leon has been so good over at first base and third base, but really has learned first base quickly this season. Tried to check his swing, but couldn't, went around. So he is gone for out number two here in the second. That brings up Colin Burns. Birds won last night's game 4-3. Trailed 2-0 early, but then three runs in the bottom of the fifth to take a one-run lead. The Hot Rods came back to tie it in the top of the sixth, and then the Birds scored the eventual winning run in the bottom of the seventh. Burns swings at the first pitch, grounds one to second, handled by Battles over to first. It's a quick 1-2-3 inning for Roel Garcia. Birds set down in order, down 1-0 after two. top third coming up after these messages on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Moving along to the top of the third here from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Bowling Green 1, Aberdeen nothing. Leadoff home run from Willie Vasquez in the second is the difference right now. And it's back to the top for the Hot Rods here in the third. Baker, Jones, and Williams with Vasquez due up fourth in the inning. Juan Nunez back to work, did a good job and showed some poise getting himself out of a first and second no-out jam in the second. Strikeout, ground-out, ground-out to end the frame. So one time through the lineup, a run on two hits with two walks and three strikeouts. First pitch of the inning from Nunez fouled back, and it's 0-1 on Baker. Baker, really strong numbers all across the board this year for Bowling Green. And he's been productive at the top of the lineup. Team leading 77th game of the season comes up empty on that pitch up in the zone. It's 0-2. Entered today's game with the average at 304, on base at 391, with a slugging percentage of 460. Added up, it's an 851 OPS. Averaging more than a hit per game, 84 hits now in 77 games on the season. He's driven in 28. Next pitch, swinging a foul tip into the glove of Arduin. Another strikeout for Nunez. Dialed that one up to 95. And Juan has his fourth K of the game. So Baker is 0-for-2 with two punch outs. And now the center fielder Jones will have a shot. Jones walked in the first. He was caught stealing to end the inning on a strike-him-out, throw-him-out DP. Nunez settling in. He's retired 4 in a row. Misses low there, 1-0. So I mentioned last inning that Nunez came over in that Jorge Lopez trade with the Twins at the deadline last year. Nunez was pitching for the Twins Florida Complex League affiliate in rookie ball at the time of the trade. So definitely an unknown commodity coming over in the trade, but Birdland has gotten to know him a little bit for what he did in Delmarva to start the year, now his work in Aberdeen. 2-0 pitch. That one misses low, and I think a lot of people have gotten to know his name just from going back and looking at the names that were involved in that Lopez trade. Now, every time somebody's traded in baseball, you know, if it's the team that's buying, you know, it's worth a shot. You know, you got a chance to win a World Series, get into the playoffs, you go for it. You acquire a big piece, a guy who can help you at the big league level for prospects. So you're taking a chance, but you got to look at it as an investment. You know, you're going for it. And the Orioles, it made sense to make that trade and sell last year. And they got a lot of good pieces. So I think a lot of people just knowing the names involved in that trade, looking back a year later and seeing, you know, the production that the four guys that they got in the trade, what they're doing at the different levels that they're at. So Nunez walks Jones. First pitch swing from Carson Williams. He comes up empty. It's 0-1. Birds down 1-0, top three. Jones now 0-for-0 with a pair of walks. Williams struck out swinging to end the first on that strike him out, throw him out double play. Move over. Runner safe at first. The count still 0-1. Next pitch from Nunez gets another swing and a miss. Tied him up inside, and it's 0-2. Looks over his shoulder at first. Short lead. 0-2, high and away. Well, I mentioned the big strikeout numbers for Nunez down in low A. 72 punchouts in 55 innings. Well, at the time of the trade last year, when he came over to the Orioles organization, he had 47 strikeouts in 29 and two-thirds in rookie ball. Misses just off the plate there, and when I say misses, I don't really think he missed. I think the home plate umpire, Jacob McConnell, missed. Counts 2-2. Looking for another strikeout, and out of any kind of work, runner goes, 2-2 is high, another throw from Ardouin, it skips into center. Ben Cosme holds the glove down, applying a phantom tag to help keep Jones at second. So this time, Jones wins the battle and picks up his first stolen base in two tries tonight. Well, when Ardouin caught him stealing in the first, that was the 20th attempted base stealer that Ardouin has thrown out this year. In just 66 attempts against him. So a caught stealing rate over 30%. Loving that. Next pitch. Little dribbler up the first baseline. Nunez has it. Overhand flip to first. Costas holds the bag. And that is out number two. So a 1-3 put out. Jones moves up to third. And Willie Vasquez will come to the plate. Now this is a situation where Nunez can pitch around him if he wants. First base open, two outs with another run at third. First pitch misses low. So Nunez does not have to give in here, and he certainly does not want to miss in the zone like he did last time. Ground ball to short, should end the inning. Burns has it, throw to first. Costas holds the bag, and the inning comes to an end. Nice job by Juan Nunez to throw up another zero and limit the damage after the walk and the stolen base. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left at third. 1-0 Bowling Green after 2.5. We'll head to the bottom of the third, see if the Birds can get on the board. Keep it locked on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Birds coming to bat in the bottom of the third, trailing the Bowling Green Hot Rods 1-0. Willie Vasquez a leadoff homer in the second, only run of the game so far. Juan Nunez worked around another runner in scoring position and got out of the third with no one scoring. Nunez with four strikeouts and just one run on two hits so far in this one. He has walked three, but he's been able to work around it. Maxwell Costas, Isaac Bologna, and Luis Valdez, 7-8-9, due up here in the third against right-hander Roel Garcia, who's back out for another inning. He's allowed just one hit and faced a minimum through two. First pitch to Costas. He rips one to right center. That one's going to get down for extra bases. Costas around first, digging for second. Picked up on the warning track. Here's the throw in, not nearly in time. And it's a leadoff double for Maxwell Costas. Costas picked on the first pitch he saw and ripped it to right center. That's an extra base haven out there. And Costas stays hot. That is Maxwell's seventh extra base hit over his last 16 games. So he continues to punish the baseball. And he is the tying run at second for Isaac Bologna. Bologna, left-handed swinger in right field tonight. First pitch from Garcia, swing and a miss, 0-1. Birds looking to tie this thing up at one. We're in the home half of the third, each team with two hits. Garcia trying to work around the leadoff double. He looks out at second. 0-1 to Bologna, change up low, 1-1. Well, some serious reverse splits for Roel Garcia this season. He's holding left-handed batters to a 200 batting average, but righties are batting 300 against him entering tonight's game. That is a serious, serious split difference. He's set again. 1-1. Off the hands out to second. It's going to get Costas to third. Productive out for Bologna as he grounds out. Tying run 90 feet away with one out. I mean, sometimes you'll see guys with reverse splits where a left-handed pitcher is better against righties than lefties, or a right-handed pitcher is better against righties than lefties. But you don't see splits, you know, this different. I mean, lefties batting 200, righties 300. It's pretty wild to see that. Here's Valdez, the speedy center fielder, swings at the first pitch and taps it foul, 0-1. Costas at third with one down. Vasquez at third and Robertson at first come in a little bit. Middle infielders stay back. And now the middle infielders come in. So everybody's at least halfway in the infield for Bowling Green. 0-1, Valdez taps another one foul, 0-2. Birds would love to get this run home. Only one out, but they'd love to do it before two outs. Garcia way ahead of Valdez. Two strikeouts already for him. He's set. Costas a short lead off third. 0-2. Valdez takes strike three on the outer half. And he is gone for out number two on three pitches. That's a big pitch for Garcia. And now the Hot Rods infielders back up. Garcia, well-seasoned college pitcher before his professional debut with the Rays last year. Spent five seasons at Rice University in Texas. Was a college teammate of Cooper Chandler for one season. Pitch misses high to the leadoff man Higgins. Count is 1-0. Chandler spent 4 years at Pepperdine, then his final college season last year at Rice. So he and Garcia overlapped for a year. 1-0 pitch, Higgins takes, and that's off the plate, 2-0. The Rays took Garcia in the 14th round of last year's draft. Texas native, he's from Clear Lake. Big guy, 6'4", 245. 2-0 to Higgins, rips one to right as Schnell goes back, still going back, it's over his head. Extra bases for Higgins. Helmet flies off as he slides into second. It's a two-out RBI double for Ryan Higgins, and we are knotted at one here in the third. So Higgins trades places with Costas. Well, I guess they didn't trade places. Costas was at third, but you get the point. Costas started the inning with a double, and now Higgins adds a double. Second double of the inning for the Birds, third hit of the game, and we are tied at one. Costas got it started up. Bologna did a good job moving the runner, and now Higgins is able to bring home a run with two outs. Here's Dylan Beavers. First pitch to Dylan. Breaking ball takes it for a strike on the outer half. 0-1. So 1-1 in the bottom of the third as the Birds get on the board. That second time through the lineup, Higgins, seeing the ball well, was able to give one a ride as Schnell, the right fielder, got turned around. 0-1. Beavers rips one into center. That's down for a hit. Here comes Higgins. Throw to the plate from Jones is good, but it's late, and the Birds take a 2-1 lead. An RBI single from Dylan Beavers. He is 2-for-2, and he drives in his third run over the last two nights. Well, when you're hot, you're hot. And that's what Dylan is right now. Man's got his sights set on Double-A Bowie. So Higgins scores easily on that one. A hard hit ball to center. And off on the crack of the bat with two outs. Higgins, no chance they were going to get him at the plate. So 2-1 Birds as Garcia moves over to first. Double, double, single, the three hits in the inning. So Birds lead it 2-1. Second straight night in which the Hot Rods grabbed an early lead, but the Birds came right back to erase that deficit. Right on right as Garcia comes set. First pitch to Arduin. Beavers takes off, had a huge jump. Throw down is a good one, and Beavers is caught stealing to end the inning. I mean, he legitimately did have a huge jump right there, but Kenny Piper, the Bowling Green catcher, threw that one right on the money, and a quick tag from Battles covering. So the inning comes to an end, but the Birds get two runs on three hits to take a 2-1 lead, and they have that one-run advantage after three full. Top four coming up next on the Birds Radio Network.
The Ironbirds now offer Flex Packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated five-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Looking for a rental and finding it hard to get to first base? Contact TCA Property Management, Inc. to help you find your new home today. Call TCA Property Management, Inc. at 410-273-9585. That's 410-273-9585. Or head over to www.tcaproperty.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top of the fourth inning at Aberdeen, 2-1 Birds over the Rods. Birds grab two runs on three hits in the bottom of inning number three. Maxwell Costas opened the inning with a double to the right center gap. Three batters later, Ryan Higgins brought him home with a double over the right fielder Nick Schnell's head. And then Dylan Beavers followed with a single to center to give the Birds a 2-1 lead. Juan Nunez working with the lead now, misses inside. Count is 1-1 on the five-hole hitter Kenny Piper. Well, Piper threw out Dylan Beavers trying to steal second to end the threat. Excellent throw right on the money as Nunez misses outside again, 2-1. Well, I spent a lot of time over the first couple innings of the game tonight talking about trades that the Orioles made last year, including the one that brought Juan Nunez to the O's organization, 2-1 outside, 3-1. Well, I mentioned that Mike Elias and the Birds, or the Orioles, would probably be active at the deadline as they are now in a first-place tie in the AL East with the Tampa Bay Rays. And based on the amount of losses that each team has, the Orioles are technically in first with the Rays technically in second. So Nunez awaiting the 3-1 pitch. There it is, over for a strike. And just as I was talking about trade season and the odds that the Orioles would make a move, which were high, well, the Orioles made a trade. Mike Elias in the front office have done some work. They've brought in a guy who's going to help out the pitching staff. 3-2 from Nunez fought off. So the Orioles are acquiring right-hander Shintaro Fujinami from the Oakland A's. The O's are sending left-handed pitcher Easton Lucas, former Ironbird, to the A's organization. Second trade the O's and A's have linked up on this calendar year. Fly ball shallow left center. The shortstop Burns makes the grab, and Nunez has the leadoff man gone here in the fourth. The first trade this year with the A's, the O's brought in left-hander Cole Irvin, as well as right-hander Kyle Verbitsky, who's on this Ironbirds roster, in exchange for former Ironbird shortstop Darryl Hernaez. So Hernaez is up in AAA with the A's organization now, tearing it up. But the O's like what they got in return. Cole Irvin helping the big league club. He's been back and forth between the bigs and AAA. And Kyle Verbitsky, been a big addition in the minors. Grounded to third. De Leon has it over to first. Strong throw from him. And he retires Dominic Keegan. So two up, two down here in the fourth. So the Orioles getting right-hander Shintaro Fujinami, the Japanese hurler. Fujinami made his big league debut with the A's back on April 1st. So this is his first big league season. And he's been pretty solid at times for the O's this year. The numbers are not great, as this ball's driven to deep right center. Valdez goes back on it, camping under it, makes the grab over his shoulder in right center. And the inning is over. Well, we'll talk more about the trade that the O's just made when we come back. In the meantime, it's a 1-2-3 inning for Juan Nunez in the fourth. He's through four innings of one-run ball, and the Birds take a 2-1 lead into the home half of the fourth. We'll head there next. Keep it locked right here on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Ironbirds 2, Hot Rods 1. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here in Aberdeen. Michael Marcantonini back with you on the call. Juan Nunez has settled in nicely after allowing a leadoff homer in the second. He has been money ever since. He's retired the last five batters he's faced. Hasn't allowed a hit since the no-out double from Piper in the second. And he just finished off a 1-2-3 fourth. So the Birds will look to add to their 2-1 lead here in the home half of the fourth as Silas Ardoin gets set to start things up. Ardoin was at the plate when Dylan Beavers was caught stealing to end the third. Beavers brought home the go-ahead run with a single after Ryan Higgins tied the game with a double. Ardoin leading things off, takes a ball low from right-hander Roel Garcia. Ardoin, Ben Cosme, and De Leon, the 3-4-5 hitters for the Birds. Next pitch from Garcia. Softly hit grounder out to short, handled by Williams. Quick throw over to first, got him. So a 6-3 putout starts the home fourth. That brings up Ben Cosme, who flew out to center his last time up. Birds lead the Rods 2-1 in game two of this six-game set. Ben Cosme hitting .318 with an .815 OPS over his last 25. He's quietly having a really strong last month. First pitch low and away. Well, and I mentioned earlier in the broadcast that this guy's bat-to-ball skills are just absolutely elite. I mean, you can definitely categorize them as elite because he just does not strike out a lot. He doesn't even really swing and miss much. As he takes low, it's 2-0. So I tweeted about this earlier, tweeted out some numbers for Ben Cosme this year. He has just 14 strikeouts in his last 102 plate appearances, counting his first at-bat tonight. 2-0 pitch coming up. Takes a strike. It's 2-1. And on the season, he has struck out just 44 times in now 295 plate appearances. Now into his 72nd game of the season. His swinging strike rate is at just 8.6%. That's the fifth best among all Orioles minor leaguers this season. And he has a walk-to-strikeout ratio of 0.93. Drives this one to deep right center. Jones on his horse. He won't get there. It's down. It one hops the base of the wall. Ben Cosme around first, digging for second. Now he's headed for third. Here's the throw in. It's in time. And Ben Cosme is tagged out, trying to stretch two into three. Well, that's Triple's alley out there. And Ben Cosme runs well, but in this case, should have stopped at second. That's a good relay from the Hot Rods right there. Jones to Williams to Vasquez. So 8-6-5 on the relay to cut down Ben Cosme. That's the third double for the Birds in the last two innings, but it turns into an out. So instead of a man at second and one out, two outs and no one on for Isaac De Leon. De Leon struck out swinging his first time up. Birds looking to extend the 2-1 lead. 1-0 from Garcia. Misses outside. So all three doubles to the right side of the diamond. Two opposite field shots from Costas and Higgins, and now Ben Cosme pulling the ball to the gap. Well, just gotten done talking about the numbers for Ben Cosme and how he just doesn't strike out. You know, doesn't always hit the ball on the screws, but he did there. Pitch to De Leon, misses out. It's 3-0. Hot Rods opened the scoring with a run in the second. Birds answered with two of their own in the third. 3-0. Big cut from Isaac there. He was trying to make it a 3-1 game. And that's a cut that you probably wouldn't have seen from Isaac, you know, just a few weeks ago. He has really come into his own at the plate lately. And has just shown a lot more aggressiveness in that batter's box. 3-0, two outs, no one on. Why not take a big hack? 3-1, another big cut there. Fouls it back, so he's on it. Bird's doing a good job making Garcia work. Here's his 47th pitch of the night. Payoff. Misses low and outside. Ball four. So De Leon walks, and he is aboard with two down. Well, not a great trend in this one. The Birds have had a guy thrown out on the bases in all three innings so far. Beavers was picked off in the first. He was caught stealing in the third, and now Ben Cosme caught trying to stretch a double into a triple here in the fourth. So three guys caught on the bases in four innings, not three innings. So here's Colin Burns, the left-handed hitting shortstop. Third baseman Vasquez is in. Swings at the first pitch and fouls one back. Counts 0-1. Birds lead it 2-1. Two runs on five hits for the Birds. One run on just two hits for the Rods. Burns grounded to second his first time up. Move over to first. De Leon back with a dive. There's been some close plays over at first. Now De Leon extends his lead and another move over. That one was really close, but once again he's back in safely. Garcia, the pitcher, thought he had him. Third baseman Vasquez was headed towards the dugout too. See what Burns can do with count 0-1. Vasquez remains even with the bag at third off the line as Burns shoots one into right center. De Leon going first to third. Burns digging for second. Here's the throw in. It's in time, but Burns beat it. The throw was there. Burns got his foot in. And it's another extra base hit for the Ironbirds. Four doubles over the last two innings. And Burns turns a single into a hustle double here in the fourth. Well, for a second there, it looked like the Birds were about to have their fourth man thrown out on the bases in four innings. But Burns got in there. Throw from Jones in plenty of time. But a good slide from Colin Burns. And that puts runners at second and third with two outs for Maxwell Costas. But first, we've got a mound visit as Bowling Green pitching coach R.C. Lichtenstein will head out to the mound. R.C. Lichtenstein doesn't sound like a baseball name. It sounds like he should be an author of like a science fiction novel or something like that. So he's out to the mound to chat with the Bowling Green battery mates. And while he does that, let's hear from one of our Ironbird sponsors. If you're looking for a rental contract or want to have your property managed, then contact TCA Property Management, Inc. Whether you need to rent it or need it rented, owner Don Curry and his dedicated staff offer 24/7 service. Contact Don and the TCA Property Management team today at 410-273-9585 or email office@tcaprop.com. First mound visit of the night for the Hot Rods as the Birds threaten with two down. Garcia's only retired one batter this inning, but had some help from his defense to cut down Ben Cosme on a double trying to stretch to a triple. De Leon walked, Burns doubled, second and third for Costas. First pitch to Maxwell, rips one to third, but handled by Vasquez. Over to first, and a 5-3 putout ends the threat. So no runs on two hits, no errors, and two left in scoring position for the Birds here in the fourth. Two more extra base hits give them four of those, and six hits overall. Through four full, it's the Ironbirds 2 and the Hot Rods 1, top five after these messages on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Birds lead it 2-1 over the Hot Rods, top of the fifth inning. Juan Nunez is done for the day. He was really good. Final line on Nunez, 58 pitches, 33 strikes. Gave up one run on two hits in four innings with four strikeouts and three walks. So Nunez doing his thing and looked really good, was throwing the ball in the mid-90s consistently and had a good ratio of strikes to balls and pitch count not too high either. So he gives way to left-hander Jared Beck, who is out to make his Ironbirds debut. First pitch from Beck misses low and inside to the eight-hole hitter Jalen Battles. It's Battles, Robertson, and Baker. As the Birds look to throw up another zero and keep the one-run lead. Next pitch from Beck, 1-0, popped up middle of the diamond, actually right side of the diamond on the infield. And it's been Cosme who makes the play. So Battles retired on two pitches. And Beck has his first out in an Aberdeen uniform. Beck was a 13th round selection of the Orioles last summer out of St. Leo University, a Division II school that plays in the Sunshine State Conference down in Florida. Beck was well-traveled in his collegiate career. St. Leo was his fourth school, and Robertson, the first baseman, shoots one up around the press box. It's a good thing I got my glove on, as usual. I'm at the point in this season where pretty much every left-handed batter got to throw the mitt on. 0-1, breaking ball off the plate. You just never know with these foul balls coming up here. Got to protect myself and the laptop. Beck readies the 0-1. Here it is, swing and a miss. Robertson way out in front. Beck's a native of Davenport, Iowa. Spent time at Heartland Community College and Eastern Iowa Community College early on in his amateur career. Then went to Illinois State, then transferred to St. Leo, where he had two really productive seasons, especially his final year there that got him selected in the 13th round. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball sent on the ground to the right side. Costas has it, races over to first himself. And the three unassisted putout is the second out here in the fifth. So two up, two down for Beck. We go back to the top for Baker. Well, I'm kind of burying the lead with Beck a little bit. Didn't get a chance to tell you how tall he is. Now, if you're watching at home, you know he's tall. But I bet you can't tell on your TV screen that he is 7 feet. Yeah, he's a 7 feet tall left-handed pitcher. You don't see a lot of guys with their height starting in the sevens in baseball. In fact, it's never happened at the big league level. Two guys have played Major League Baseball standing 6 feet 11 inches tall. Right-handed pitcher John Roush was the first. A lot of years in the big leagues, mainly for the Minnesota Twins. And right-hander Sean Jelly, who has spent time with the Giants at the big league level this year and in previous years. Those two, both 6'11". But Beck is 7 feet tall, so if he gets to the majors at some point in his career, he will be the first 7-foot major leaguer and the tallest in the sport's history. 2-1 pitch, high and away to the backstop, and the count is 3-1 on Drew Baker. Well, Beck's idol is Randy Johnson, another tall left-hander. Johnson, a first ballot Hall of Famer. 6 feet, 10 inches tall, the big unit. 3-1 from Beck, swing and a miss. Good fastball up in the zone. So Beck's idol is Randy Johnson. That's a pretty good role model to have. 3-2 pitch, popped up foul right side. And that's a good tie-in because when I was out in Australia calling games over the winter, I was calling games for the Melbourne Aces, and the GM of the Aces is former big leaguer Justin Huber. And who did Justin hit his first big league home run off of? None other than Randy Johnson. So here's the next pitch from Beck. 3-2 up and away, and that's ball four. First base runner that Beck's issued. That brings up Brock Jones. Birds lead it 2-1, top of inning number five. As Beck will get another left-hander. Jones is 0-for-0 with a couple of walks. He's 1-for-2 swiping bags tonight. He steps in with two gone. Move over to first. So the other day when Beck joined the team, he came with Elio Prado from Delmarva before the start of the Wilmington series. You know, I'm down on the field and I'm looking at you know, some of the guys. I'm like, damn, that dude's tall. Like, I knew Beck was tall. Like, I knew he was a tall guy, but, you know, then I looked at his bio and I'm like, 7 feet tall. That's wild. You just don't see it in baseball. I mean, most 7-footers are playing basketball. But Beck chose the baseball route. It's worked out for him so far. Trying to use his height as an advantage instead of a disadvantage in the game. 0-1 pitch inside. And Jones is saying that one got him in the hand. And because of that, the home plate umpire, Jacob McConnell, is sending him down to first. Now, Roberto Mercado was out of the Birds dugout, and now McConnell and the base umpire, Sam Carey, will chat to confirm that that was a hit-by-pitch. Now, it wasn't called right away, but Jones kind of sold it and, you know, shook off his hand and then started taking off his shin guard, and at that point, McConnell sent him to first. And now Roberto Mercado is out to chat, and I'm sure he's like, hey, dude, just because dude shakes his hand doesn't mean it hit him. So we'll see how long this discussion lasts. But it's first and second now for Bowling Green with two down. A walk and a hit by pitch. And now Ardoin will head out to chat with Beck. So a little bit more info on Beck. I mentioned that he finished his college career at St. Leo University down in Florida. Now, I never got a chance to call any of Beck's games in college, but I was calling games for Eckerd College in St. Petersburg, Florida last spring. The Eckerd Tritons play in the same conference as the St. Leo Lions, so I was calling games in the same conference that Beck was pitching in, but didn't get a game against St. Leo. But that's good baseball down in the Division II SSC. The Tampa Spartans, a Division II powerhouse, are in that conference. And now while Roberto Mercado talks things over with Jacob McConnell, Beck's going to get some warm-up tosses. So at St. Leo last year, Beck pitched in 13 games, all starts, 3.95 ERA, struck out 105 batters over 68 and a third innings of work. That's 13.8 Ks per nine, and opponents hit just 217 against him. First and second with two down. Birds lead it by one. Tying run at second. Good pitch there from Beck. Swing and a miss. Counts 0-1 on Carson Williams. Beck looks at second. Ben Coast may keep in the runner close. 0-1. Good breaking ball there. Really snapped that thing off. It's 0-2. So two swings and misses from Williams. Beck grabs the rosin bag, takes a deep breath behind the mound. Left-hander set, but now he steps off. Well, Beck in his Ironbirds debut, rocking the number 38. They should have given him the number 70. It only makes sense. He's 7 feet tall. But I guess he'll take 38. 0-2 pitch coming up. Here it is off the plate. Now, earlier this season, the Ironbirds had 6'8 right-hander Keegan Gillies on the roster. Love to see those two next to each other. Gillies would look like a normal human next to the 7-footer. 1-2 inside. It's 2-2. So if I ever do a sit-down on-camera interview with Jared Beck, someone remind me to have him sit a level below me, whether that's in the dugout. I'll sit on the top step. He can sit on the bottom one. I just get chairs of two different heights. 2-2 pitch coming up. Two on with two outs. Birds trying to preserve a one-run lead. Next pitch, low and in, ball three. So Beck got the first two of the inning on a pop-up and a ground out, but since a walk, a hit by a pitch. Now the count is full on Williams. Time is called as the home plate umpire Jacob McConnell stepped out from behind home. 3-2 pitch coming up. Both runners will be off on the pitch with 3-2 and two outs. Birds 2, Rods 1, top 5. Beck looks at second. Runners go. The pitch, a little bit high, ball 4, and the bases are loaded. Walk, hit by pitch, walk in that order. That brings up Willie Vasquez. Nowhere to put him. He brought home the Hot Rod's only run of the game with a leadoff homer in the second. Nunez went 4 innings, gave up just 1 run. Now Beck trying to get through his first full inning. First pitch, low and in. Count is 1-0 on Vasquez. Next pitch, low and in, 2-0. So that's 4 straight out of the zone. Beck looking to find his rhythm and try to get out of this. 2-0, fouled back right behind home plate into the broadcast or into the press box, not my broadcast booth, one of the other booths. So, folks, that's why I got the glove up here. And I've been better about wearing it. Usually I only have to worry about it with left-handed hitters up because of the way the ball would foul back. Lefties would be more likely to send one into my booth, but you never know. Swing and a miss there on 2-1, actually a foul tip. It's 2-2. So everybody's all good in the press box. Just got word. That experience of that ball going up there was described as terrifying. Now, that's a hot shot up there. I mean, a lot of people in that press box got to take cover. 2-2 pitch. Ground ball to second. Ben Cosme has it from the step into the outfield. Throws to first in time. And the inning is over. Well, Beck loaded the bases with two outs. Walk, hit by pitch, walk. But he got himself out of it. Gets an inning-ending ground out. No runs, no hits, no errors. Three left on for the Hot Rods here in the fifth. We're going to the bottom of the fifth. Birds still lead it 2-1. Keep it locked right here on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Iron Birds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Left-hander Keyshawn Askew is the new pitcher for the Hot Rods here in the bottom of inning number five. Birds lead it 2-1 over Bowling Green. Jared Beck retired the first two batters he faced in the top of the fifth, then put the next three on to load the bases with two down, but then got Willie Vasquez to ground out to second to end the threat. Beck pitching in his Iron Birds debut, a scoreless inning for the lefty, and now both teams into their bullpen. Roel Garcia is done after four innings, gave up two runs on six hits, and now Keyshawn Askew, the southpaw, will get Isaac Baloney to start his night. First pitch from Askew misses off the plate. Count 1-0. So both teams go into a tall, lanky lefty after a righty starter. Next pitch, tap foul. Askew has a lot of torque in that release from the left side. six four 190, 23 years old, 10th round pick of the Mets in 2021. 1-1, tapper to the right side. Askew tries to barehand it, can't come up with it, and the flip to first is late. The Baloney reaches to start the inning. We'll see what they score it, and it is scored a hit. Infield knock for Baloney. That brings up Valdez. Askew pitched collegiately at Clemson. College teammate of Max Wagner for a season. So Askew was drafted by the Mets in 2021. Spent some time on the injured list throughout his career and then was traded to the Rays in December of 2022 for left-hander Brooks Raley. So the Mets grabbed Raley from the Rays and Askew joining the minor league system. Valdez batting from the right side against the lefty. Askew showed bunt but pulled back. Counts 1-0. Birds lead it 2-1, bottom five. Valdez shows bunt again but pulls back. This time it's a strike. 1-1. Two runs on seven hits for Aberdeen, one run on just two hits for Bowling Green. Both those hits came in the second for BG. Third baseman Vasquez comes up, and a snap throw to first. Baloney's picked off, but actually he's not, as Askew's called for a balk. That was a pretty deceptive pickoff move, and now we know why, as Askew balks to put the runner at second. Chirping from the BG dugout, but balk is the call, as Birds almost had their fourth guy cut down on the bases. So Baloney to second with no outs. See if the bunt is still in play. Vasquez over at third is up, about a step in front of the bag. The other three infielders back. 1-1, Valdez swings away and chops one foul, 1-2. Birds got both of their runs in the third. They entered the inning down 1-0. Costas a double to open the frame. Higgins a two-out double to tie the game. And then Beavers the go-ahead RBI single. Valdez steps out to take a practice cut. Baloney a short lead off second. Middle infielders keeping him close. Askew looks at second a couple times. 1-2, fouled in and out of the glove of the catcher Piper, and Valdez stays alive. Askew spent part of 2022 with High A Brooklyn in the South Atlantic League. Started the year down with St. Lucie in the Florida State League. Valdez sends a breaking ball up in the air, foul down the left field line. Count stays where it is. After he was drafted in 2021, four appearances for the Mets FCL affiliate in rookie ball. Then started the year in low A last year, got up to high A. Five appearances, four starts, 19 and two-thirds innings of work for the Cyclones. And so far this year, this is now his 20th appearance with Bowling Green. 1-2, chopper to the left side. Baloney runs and gets tagged out. Throw to first late. Well, Baloney just ran into an out. But it's not the worst situation for the Ironbirds because the faster runner is on base. And Valdez could just steal second and he'd have the same situation. So Baloney cut down trying to get to third on the five unassisted fielder's choice. Valdez to first. Valdez with 36 stolen bases on the season. He picked up number 36 last night. Askew looks over at first. Valdez a healthy lead. First pitch to Higgins, misses off the plate, 1-0. Higgins doubled home the tying run and then scored the go-ahead run back in the third. Birds holding a 2-1 lead, bottom five, in game two of this six-game series. Askew moves over to first, snap throw. That's a really deceptive pickoff move, and he kind of toes the line of a balk every time he moves over. Wouldn't be surprised if Valdez went here. 36 for 40 in stolen bases on the season. Move over, Valdez goes, he's picked off, but the throw gets away from the first baseman Robertson, and Valdez is able to get to second, so that goes down as a stolen base. Number 37 on the year for Luis. He moves into sole possession of second place among all base stealers at high A. Entered today's game with the fourth best stolen base percentage of anyone in the top 10 in high A in steals. Now he's at second for Higgins. One out. Pitch to the plate. Misses off the plate. So there, Askew had Valdez caught. Now, would they have thrown Valdez out at second if Robertson had hung onto that baseball? Who knows, but they would have had a shot. Instead, it went off Robertson's glove over towards first base dugout. 2-0 pitch coming up. Here it is. Breaking ball off the dish. It is 3-0. Keyshawn Askew out of the Hot Rods bullpen after Starter Roel Garcia gave up 2 runs on 6 hits in 4 innings. Garcia struck out 3, walked 1. 3-0 pitch coming up to Higgins. Valdez stays put. Pitch is a strike. It's 3-1. Birds did a good job making Garcia work. Threw 50 pitches, 30 strikes. 15 in his last inning. 3-1. Higgins rips one out to second. Caught by Battles. The throwback to the shortstop, Williams covering second, not in time. Williams was late, and Valdez is back. So Higgins lines out for out number 2. And we've got a man on second with 2 down for Beavers. Beavers is 2 for 2, singled in the first, singled in the second, and drove in the go-ahead run. That's where we are here in the home fifth. 2-1, Birds lead with an insurance run at second. Beavers swings and rips one past the diving Williams into left center. Valdez coming around from third. Beavers stops at first. The Birds add another. It's a 3-1 game, and Dylan Beavers is 3 for 3. Another RBI for Dylan. Give him 4 in 2 games this series. And he now has 5 hits in the last 2 games. Well, I said it the last time he was up. When you're hot, you're hot. Well, when you're red hot. And that's what Dylan is right now. Another 2-out run for the Birds. All 3 of their runs with 2 outs tonight. So Aberdeen 3, Bowling Green 1. We're in the home half of the fifth. Birds threatening for more. Counts 1-0 on Ardouin. Big hole on the right side for him. 1-0, ripped to short, handled on one hop to Williams, throws to second for one, and a 6-4 fielder's choice ends the fifth. But the Birds strike again as Dylan Beavers plates his second run of the game and comes up with his third hit. Birds get a run. They do it on 2 hits in the inning, no errors, and 1 man left on. After 5 full, it's the Birds 3 and the Hot Rods 1. We'll head to the top of the sixth, see if the Birds can hold that lead when we come back on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics is here to help you, Ironbirds fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Baltimore area, Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing, and we love to see Ironbirds fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit agortho.com today and book your free consult. That's agortho.com for Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Birds lead it 3-1 after 5 full. Big night for Dylan Beavers. He is 3 for 3 with a couple of RBIs. Single in the first, RBI single in the third, and another RBI single in the fifth. All Birds runs tonight with 2 outs as they have scored the last 3 in this one. Top of the sixth inning, left-hander Jared Beck back to work as he gets Kenny Piper, Dominic Keegan, and Nick Schnell. 5, 6, and 7 in the Hot Rods order. First pitch of the inning, a ball outside. Well, Dylan is one of the hottest hitters in the Sally League right now. He continues to swing a good bat, really spraying the ball all over the diamond. Now Next one from Beck, 1-1. Misses a little bit off the plate. It's 2-1. Piper doubled in the second. And that is the last hit for Bowling Green. They've had four base runners since, but no hits. Swing and a miss, 2-2. Willie Vasquez, a leadoff homer in the second. And then Piper followed with a double. Keegan walked after that. But then Juan Nunez got the next three in order. Faced just four in the third. Worked a 1-2-3 fourth. Then Beck, after he retired the first two in the fifth, loaded the bases. Then got a ground out to end the threat. 2-2. Check swing. Appeal. No swing. It's full. I started to talk about it earlier and mentioned it a little bit, but the Orioles, during this broadcast, made a trade with the Oakland A's for right-hander Shintaro Fujinami, a 6'6", 29-year-old righty from Japan who is in his first big league season. So Beck walks Piper to start the sixth. That brings up Keegan. The numbers are not great for Fujinami this year. He has an 8.57 ERA in 34 games, 7 starts, but has mostly worked out of the pen. 49 and a third innings of work, 51 strikeouts for Fujinami. But he is the newest member of the Baltimore Orioles, hoping to help the O's the rest of the way. Taking a look at the splits for Fujinami, he's been really good over the last couple months. Really struggled in April and May, but Fujinami pitched to a 3.97 ERA in 11 and a third innings in June and has a 2.25 ERA, just 2 earned runs in 8 innings through 7 appearances in July. So the Birds are getting a guy who's throwing the ball as well as he has all season. Move over to first, runner back safely. And in the trade for Fujinami, the O's gave up left-hander Easton Lucas, 26-year-old southpaw from Thousand Oaks, California, was originally drafted by the Marlins, came over to the O's organization, pitched with the Iron Birds in 2021, spent the entire season with the Birds, 27 appearances out of the pen, at a 3.96 ERA that year. Spent all of last year with AA Bowie, and this year, between AA Bowie and AAA Norfolk, 10 appearances with Norfolk, so he heads to the A's organization as the O's beef up their pitching staff for the stretch run. Imagine Fujinami would work out of the bullpen just based on what he's done lately with Oakland. But I'm sure that's not the last move that Mike Elias and company will make over the next couple weeks. Swing and a miss there, and the count is 3-2 on Keegan. Lefty Jared Beck out there trying to get through his second full inning of relief. Birds lead at 3-1, top six. Keegan walked in the second, grounded to third in the fourth. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, got him. Good fastball there from Beck as he blew it by Keegan. And that is out number one in the inning. First strikeout at high A for Beck. That brings up Nick Schnell. Fly ball left center field. Valdez after it. Higgins is out there as well. And it's Valdez who makes the grab. So Schnell retired quickly. And that is out number two in the sixth. Well, I mentioned earlier in the broadcast that the Birds have won 6 of their last 8 series openers. They won the opener last night 4-3, looking to make it 2 in a row against BG. Birds are just playing really good baseball. I mean, that's the best way to describe it. Birds looking to go 7 games over 500. That would be a season high. Swing and a miss there. Battles is down in the count 0-1. 2 outs and a man on first here in the top of the 6th. Birds lead it 3-1. Next pitch from Beck. Fastball right there in at 92, and it's 0-2. Birds are 6-0-1 in their last 7 series. That's 4 6-game series, 2 5-game series, and a 3-game series. 0-2 misses low. They have not lost a series since the Birds dropped 5 of 7 to Jersey Shore in late May. 23-14 over their last 7 series. Looking to keep the good vibes rolling. 2-strike pitch outside. So two balls, two strikes, two outs with a man on first in the top of inning number six. Aberdeen 3, Bowling Green 1. Beck allowed a leadoff walk, but he got the next two. 2-2, swing and a miss, tied him up inside, and it's another strikeout for Jared Beck. Two punch outs in a scoreless sixth, and he is through two scoreless here in the Dean. After 5.5, it's the Birds 3 and the Hot Rods 1. We'll head to the home sixth and see if the Birds can get any more. Keep it locked right here on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Ironbirds 3, Hot Rods 1, 3-1 lead for the Birds in the home half of the sixth. Birds looking for more. They extended the lead by a run on the Dylan Beavers 2-out RBI single in the fifth, after the Birds grabbed two runs in the third to take the lead. So three unanswered after BG scored first in the second. And it's been Cosme, De Leon, and Burns set to start things up. 4-5 and 6 against left-hander Keyshawn Askew back out for another inning of work. Ben Cosme takes a strike. It's 0-1. Entering tonight's game, Freddie rocking a .355 on-base percentage. With his double tonight, he's up to 16 extra base hits. Really coming on strong with the bat. Not a ton of pop, but he's been able to spray the ball all over the yard. 0-1 inside, 1-1. He's got an excellent strikeout-to-walk ratio. On the season, he's gone down on strikes just 44 times, and he's walked 41 times in 296 plate appearances. So a guy who just consistently gets his bat on the ball. All four infielders back deep for BG. Left on left for Askew on Ben Cosme. 1-2, nasty slider. Ben Cosme checked his swing. Appeal, no swing. Askew's got that funky release. He doesn't throw over the top. That left arm sort of comes from the side, and he kind of whips it. Swing and a miss. Nasty pitch there. That's tough for anybody to hit with that arm slot and that eye level, but especially for a lefty. So Ben Cosme down. Here's De Leon. De Leon looking to get in on the action tonight. Hitless in two plate appearances. He walked his last time up. Birds with eight hits in this one. Four doubles, four singles. Next one from Askew off the plate, 2-0. Askew taking his time, winds down the clock. 2-0 is over for a strike. One off the plate. Birds have done a really good job overcoming early deficits lately. You know, they get down behind 2-0 last night. They put up 3 in the 5th to go ahead. Never trailed the rest of the way. 3-1, De Leon takes ball 4. Second straight walk for him. And then tonight, getting down 1-0 in the 2nd. Could have been a lot worse, but Juan Nunez limited damage. And then the Birds' bats broke out in the 3rd. And they've held the lead since. Here's Colin Burns. Vasquez over at 3rd comes up a little bit. Williams in battles playing for 2 up the middle. First baseman Robertson holding on De Leon. Pitches a strike, 0-1. Burns showed bunt but pulled back. Next pitch, 0-1, foul tipped, 0-2. Burns just recently joined the Birds. Joined the team before the road trip to Greensboro a couple weeks ago. Playing in his 21st game of the season, working his way back from injury. Spent some time in Aberdeen last year, 82 games for the Birds, 26 extra base hits, drove in 34 runs in those 82 games. 1-2 coming up. Here it is, breaking ball, missed in, 2-2. Burns opened this season with the Birds, was a regular for him throughout the year, but did not play after August 13th. Next one, flicks it into right for a base hit. De Leon around second, heading for 3rd. Burns stops at 1st. And the Birds now with runners at the corners and only one out here in the 6th. Got that one off the end of the bat. Send it to right. And now 2 on with only one down for Costas. Well, it's nice to see Colin healthy. Was put on the 60-day IL last August. And is back now, working his way back into the swing of things. Swinging a nice bat. He is 2-for-3 tonight with a double and a single. Here's Costas, who doubled and scored in the 3rd. He scored the first run of the night. Birds lead at 3-1. We're in the bottom of inning number 6. Runners at 1st and 3rd with one out. Next pitch, Costas sends one to right. Schnell coming in, makes the grab. De Leon tags. Here's the throw to the plate. It's a good one, right on the money. And De Leon is tagged out to end the inning. Nick Schnell on a line to home plate, and it wasn't even close. So a flyout 9-2 double play, and the threat is over for the Birds. So we're through 6 full here in the Dean in game 2 of this 6-game set. Birds lead it 3-1. We'll head to the top of inning 7 after these messages on the Iron Birds radio network.
The Iron Birds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. For more information, that's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292. 9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Looking for a rental and finding it hard to get to first base? Contact TCA Property Management, Inc. to help you find your new home today. Call TCA Property Management, Inc. at 410-273-9585. That's 410-273-9585. Or head over to www.tcaproperty.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Birds did not score in the sixth. A 9-2 flyout double play, cutting down an insurance run at the plate for Bowling Green, end of the inning. And now the Hot Rods will come up in the top of the seventh as the Birds look to preserve this 3-1 advantage. 9-1-2, Robertson, Baker, and Jones do up against lefty Jared Beck, who's back out there. Second pitch of the inning sent in the air right center. Valdez and Bologna out there, and it's Bologna who makes the grab. So two pitches, one out for Beck, who is through 2 1/3 scoreless in his high A debut. Birds picked up another hit and had first and third with one out in that sixth, but did not score. Now Beck looking to shut it down in the seventh. Next pitch, fouled back. So an aggressive approach from the Hot Rods here in the seventh as Drew Baker is down in the count 0-1. Baker walked his last time up. High leg kick from Beck, 0-1. Fly ball right center. Valdez on his horse. Ranges back, makes the grab. Well, what a luxury it is to have Luis Valdez's speed. Glided to that baseball, made the grab. Two up, two down. Well, Brock Jones will hit with two gone and no one on. Take a look at Jared Beck's numbers from his time down in Delmarva to start the year. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Jones is up and in. 3.86 ERA in 16 games, 10 starts for the Shorebirds. 58 and a third innings of work, 78 strikeouts in that span with 34 walks. Opponents hit only 241 against him. Fly ball right field foul, it's 1-1. Beck pitched in four games out of the bullpen for Delmarva last year after he was drafted. 10 strikeouts in 10 innings. Really good numbers this year. Good tight slider, 1-2. Beck's last appearance with Delmarva was on July 8th. Four shutout innings, no hits allowed, three strikeouts, three walks. Picked up the win in relief. 1-2, off the end of the bat, popped up on the infield. Burns, the shortstop, calls for it, and he makes the grab to retire the side. Six in a row set down by Jared Beck. He works his first 1-2-3 inning, and the Hot Rods go quietly in the seventh. Time to stretch here in Aberdeen. We'll see if the Birds can get some more when we go to the bottom of the seventh. Birds 3, Hot Rods 1. Keep it locked right here on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Bottom of the seventh here in the Dean. The Aberdeen Ironbirds lead the Bowling Green Hot Rods 3-1. Home seventh, Michael Mark Cantonini with you on the call. Jared Beck, three scoreless innings of relief in his Aberdeen debut. On the heels of four innings of one-run ball from right-hander Juan Nunez, who started tonight. Those two have combined to allow just one run on two hits tonight. Both have looked really good. Definitely Nunez's best appearance as a Bird. And, well, of course, it's Beck's best appearance as a Bird as well. It's his only one, so I think it qualifies. Bottom of the seventh, Keyshawn Askew is back out to work. Baloney, Valdez, and Higgins set to start things up in the seventh as the Birds look for more. The Hot Rods opened the scoring tonight. Willie Vasquez a leadoff homer in the second, but that is it for him so far. The next batter after the homer, Piper doubled. That's the last hit for Bowling Green. On the flip side, the Birds answered with two in the bottom of the third. Doubles from Costas and Higgins tied the game, and then Beavers brought home the go-ahead run with an RBI single. And 2 innings later in the fifth, Beavers brought home an insurance run with a single to center. And now Baloney swings at the first pitch he sees here in the seventh. Fouls it back. It's 0-1. Birds holding a two-run advantage. Isaac Baloney 1-for-2 tonight. Infield single his last time up. 0-1. Check swing. Appeal. And he went around. So 0-2 on Isaac. O-2, backdoor breaking ball. Looked good, but Baloney got the call in his advantage, 1-2. Two-strike pitch again, this time swing and a miss. Well, Askew is settled in after allowing a run in the fifth. Picks up his second strikeout. Brings up Valdez, the center fielder. Valdez batting from the right side again against the lefty Askew. Takes inside 1-0. Valdez has looked really good in center field tonight. Started the year playing a lot of second base, but once Jackson Holiday was promoted to high A in late April. That moved Valdez to the outfield, and that's where he has played. That's where he spent most of his time over the last two-plus months. And he's looked really good out there. A couple of starts at second base this homestand. The finale against Wilmington and the opener last night against BG. Swing and a miss, 2-1. But for a guy with as much speed as Luis has, naturally, you'd think he'd be a great fit in the outfield, and it's been smooth. You know, you could tell at first when he was first started to play outfield regularly at this level. You know, he could get to balls, but he wasn't necessarily taking the best routes to balls. Grounded to third, handled by Vasquez, two up, two down in the seventh. But Valdez has quickly learned, and he has taken really good routes to fly balls, using his speed to his advantage. Back to the top of the order for Higgins. Pitch to Ryan, misses. Well, I talked a lot about the trade that the Orioles made earlier tonight and also some trades that they made last season. And it's big, you know, talking about what the big club is doing, because they are now in first place in the American League East as Higgins is hit by that pitch. So he'll trot down to first with two outs for Beavers. The Orioles lost the first two games of their three-game set with the Los Angeles Dodgers. But on getaway day today, they beat the Dodgers 8-5. Meanwhile, the Rays were just swept in a three-game series against the Texas Rangers. And because of that, they are now locked in a tie for first place in the AL East. And while they're officially tied in the standings, both atop the division in terms of, you know, games back, they're in the same spot, but the Orioles have less losses than the Rays, so they are technically ahead of Tampa Bay. Pretty impressive to see the Baltimore Orioles ahead of schedule in their rebuild in first place in that crowded AL East this late in the season, July 19th. The O's are a first-place team. It's even more impressive because there are five teams in that division, all over 500. 0-1 to Beavers. Takes a strike, make it 0-2. So the O's currently sit at 58-37, a .611 winning percentage, while the Rays are 60-39. So the Rays have two more wins, but also two more losses. So if the season ended today, the O's would be AL East champs. 0-2, Beavers takes inside 1-2, and of course the season doesn't end today. A lot of baseball to be played over the next 2.5 months. The O's are sitting in a good spot as they look to grab a playoff spot. Higgins leads off first. 1-2 to Beavers off the plate. 2-2. The Toronto Blue Jays aren't too far behind. Five games out of first, 53-42. The Red Sox in fourth are 51-45. And then the last place Yankees are four games over 500 at 50-46. 2-2, breaking ball a little bit off the plate. Good take from Beavers, and the count's full. So Higgins will be off on the pitch, 3-2, two outs. The man on first, Birds lead at 3-1, home seventh. The Yankees would be in first place in two divisions, but they're in last place in theirs. Payoff pitch, Beavers taps it foul over towards the third base dugout. We'll do it again. Big series for the Rays this Thursday through Sunday. They go down to St. Pete to play four games against the Rays. 6:40 Eastern tomorrow and Friday night, 4:10 Eastern on Saturday, and a 1:40 series finale on Sunday. Big series matchup between the two teams who are locked at the top of the AL East. Birds percentage points better than Tampa this year. But four games, a lot can change over the next 4 days. Runner goes, another tap foul. Count stays full. The Orioles head down to Tampa for four. Then they fly up to Philly for three. Then an off day on the 27th. And then three at home with the Yankees before the Blue Jays come in to end July and go into August. Some big games coming up. 3-2, pickoff move to first. They've got Higgins in a pickle. And he is tagged out to end the frame. The Birds lose another man on the base paths as Higgins is picked off. Inning comes to an end. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. After seven full, the Birds still lead at 3-1 over the Hot Rods. We'll head to the top of the eighth. Keep it locked right here on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you.
Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkinstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkinevents.com. That's www.ripkinevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top of the eighth inning in Aberdeen. Aberdeen 3, Bowling Green 1. Neither team has scored since the Birds grabbed a run in the bottom of the fifth. A couple straight innings of zeros, but Birds holding on to the two-run advantage after a one-run win last night, 4-3 in the series opener. Carson Williams, Willie Vasquez, Kenny Piper, 3-4-5 due up for the Hot Rods. Against a new pitcher for the Birds, another left-hander as Ryan Hennin takes over. For lefty Jared Beck, 3 scoreless hitless innings in his Iron Birds debut. First pitch of the inning, swing and a miss. Williams down 0-1. Beck walked 3 and hit a batter, but struck out 2 and, like I said, didn't allow a hit or a run. Impressive debut for him. Hennin catches the outer part of the plate. It's 0-2 on Williams. Beck threw 53 pitches, 28 strikes, in relief of Juan Nunez, who gave up just one run on 2 hits and 4. Bowling Green hasn't had a hit since the second. They had both of their hits in that inning. 0-2, swing and a miss. Look at Ryan Hennin coming in. 3 pitches, 3 strikes. And Williams is down for the second time on strikes. One up, one down. Here's Willie Vasquez. Hennin was the only left-hander on the Ironbirds pitching staff for most of the season, but now all of a sudden he's got two other lefties there with him, Antonio Velez and Jared Beck, joining him as left-handed throwers. 4 straight strikes to start the inning. It's 0-1. Make it 5 straight strikes as Vasquez fouls one back. It's 0-2. Hennin with a 3.65 ERA, just 5 earned runs in 12 and a third. He spent some time on the injured list, missed a little over a month. But he's back. This is his 12th appearance of the year. 13 strikeouts, 5 walks. Well, now 14 strikeouts. Pitch misses high, 1-2 on Vasquez. Opponents hitting 179 against Ryan. Last pitched on the 14th against Wilmington. That was the Friday night series opener. He picks up another strikeout here. 1-2 pitch. Vasquez came up empty. And Hennin blowing away the 3 and 4 hitters here in the eighth. That brings up Kenny Piper. Well, Beck retired the last 6 he faced. That's 8 in a row set down by the Birds. Piper was the last base runner. He walked in the 6th. Hard hit ground ball to short. Burns stays down on it, throws to first, and the inning is over. A 1-2-3 eighth inning for Ryan Hennin. 2 scoreless, he's retired. All 6 he's faced on this homestand. And that brings the top of the eighth to an end. We'll go to the home half of the eighth, see if the Birds can extend their lead. They lead it by 2. It's 3-1. We'll go to the home half of the eighth after these messages on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkinstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkinevents.com. That's www.ripkinevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Home half of the eighth here in the Dean. Birds hoping this is their last trip to the plate. They lead it 3-1 over the Bowling Green Hot Rods in game two of this six-game series. Birds opened this nine-game homestand with three against Wilmington over the weekend, took two of three. Off day on Monday, Birds were back at it last night in the series opener against the Hot Rods, a come-from-behind 4-3 win. Dylan Beavers, a go-ahead solo homer in the seventh, and that proved to be the eventual game winner. And now here in game two of this series, Beavers is 3-for-3. He brought home the go-ahead run in the third. He brought home an insurance run in the fifth. Ryan Higgins tied the game in the third with an RBI double. Birds getting it done offensively. Nine hits in the game, four doubles, five singles. And here is Dylan Beavers to lead off the eighth. Birds lead it by two. It's Beavers, Arduin, and Ben Cosme. First pitch of the inning from the reliever for Bowling Green. It's right-hander Sandy Gastone. So Gastone takes over for Keyshawn Askew. And the 0-1 to Beavers. Fastball paints the outer half. Quickly 0-2. Third pitcher of the night for BG. As Beavers takes his time getting back in the box. Oh, 2 in the dirt. So Keyshawn Askew done after three innings, gave up one run back in the fifth, but then held the Birds off the board in the sixth and seventh. Ryan Hennon just worked a 1-2-3 top of the eighth. We'll see if he comes back out for the ninth. No action right now in the Birds' pen. A lot going on in Birdland lately. All the minor league affiliates playing some good baseball. Had the draft a couple weeks ago. It was just made a trade today. Ground ball slapped to the left side. Vasquez has it over to first. And Beavers is retired for the first time tonight. Well, I've said it a lot this year. It's an exciting time to be an Orioles fan. It's an exciting time to be an Ironbirds fan or even a fan of any of the other minor league affiliates. A lot of guys moving up the system, really seeing the player development throughout the Orioles organization coming to fruition. I mean, there have just been so many prospects over the last few years that have flown up the system, gotten to the big leagues, or even guys that aren't in the big leagues yet, they're knocking on the door. 1-0. There's a strike. It's 1-1 on Arduin. Over his last 10 games, Silas owns a .382 on base percentage. That's third best in the league over that span. 1-1, fouled back. Entered today's game with more walks than strikeouts in his last 10. 10-9 in favor of the walks. Does have a strikeout tonight, so 10 of each over his last 11. Looking for his first hit, he is 0-for-2. 0-for-3. 1-2 from Gastone, ripped to left center, and there it is, another hit for the Birds. It's their 10th of the game. Ardouin around first, digging for second. Here's the throw in. It's offline, and Ardouin slides in with a double. So there is Silas's first hit of the night. 10 hits, 5 are two-baggers tonight for the Birds. Silas, a nice piece of hitting there. Liner into left center. Brings up Freddie. Ben Cosme, 1-for-3 with a double in the fourth. He tried to stretch it into a triple. Didn't work for him. See what he does here. One out and Ardouin at second. Big secondary lead. Ball gets away from the catcher, Piper, and Ardouin is able to pick up third. That's a big insurance run 90 feet away right now. And the Birds, or the Rods infield on cue, moves in all the way around. Birds lead it 3-1, bottom eight. Ardouin at third with one down. Count is 1-0 on the left-handed hitting Ben Cosme. See if Freddie can just get his bat on the ball, flick one to the outfield. 1-0, swing and a miss. Well, this is a spot where you want a guy like Ben Cosme up, just trying to get that run in. Doesn't even have to be a hit. Sack fly. Little infield dribbler that allows Ardouin to score. Now, it'll be interesting to see if Ardouin goes on contact on a ball in the infield or if they test it out. 1-1, fastball off the plate. Birds lead it by two, so they may take the contact play off and have Ardouin read the ball off the bat. 2-1, low and in, 3-1. Now for Gastone out on the mound. You know, he probably wouldn't be too concerned with a walk here. It would put Ben Cosme at first and set up the double play and also bring a right-handed batter up. Lined into center. Jones comes on, makes the grab, and it's not deep enough for Ardouin to try to tag. Strong throw home from Jones, and the runner stays put. Well, Ben Cosme hit that one on the screws, but right at Brock Jones in central. Birds didn't try it. So with two down, Isaac De Leon will get a shot.
There's DNA, then there's heavy duty.
Three runs on 10 hits for the Birds, one run on just two hits for the Hot Rods. Ironbirds are 3-4 so far on the homestand, looking to go 4-5. I should say they are 3-1 in four games. Pitch missed high to Isaac, 1-0. Ardouin, a good lead off a third with all four infielders back. There's a strike, it's 1-1. Ardouin doubled with one out in the inning, got to third on a wild pitch. And he's there with two outs. Pitch up and in, 2-1. The Birds are 18-20 in games decided by two runs or less this season. That's the situation right now. Pitch low and away, 3-1. Birds have a winning record in one-run games, 14-11, but in two-run games, they're just 4-9. Just the way things have shaken out. Right-hander Gastone set on the mound. Here's his 3-1. Outside, ball four. Third walk of the game for De Leon. And he'll head down to first base to put runners at the corners for Colin Burns. Burns is 2-for-3 with a double and a single. Now R.C. Lichtenstein, the Bowling Green pitching coach, out to chat with the battery mates. Well, I talked a little bit about this last night, but the Birds are the Orioles, fresh off the 2023 MLB draft, have already started to sign some of their draft picks. First-round pick, outfielder Enrique Bradfield Jr. signed yesterday. He was at Camden Yards to sign his contract and was there with the family. Outfielder Mac Horvath, who played a lot of third base in college, who was taken in the competitive balance round B, at number 63 overall, is signed as well. He signed for a little bit under slot, so he was at Camden Yards on Monday night. Orioles went college position player heavy in the draft. And of their 22 selections, 20 of them were college players, 19 from four-year colleges. So a theme in that draft room. Here's Burns. First pitch outside, 1-0. And that was the theme last year for the O's. They went with Jackson Holliday, a high schooler, with the number one overall pick. But after that, heavy position player and heavy college position players. 1-0. Chopper out to second. It eats up the second baseman, battles, and goes into shallow right. Another run in for the Birds. And it's a 4-1 game. See what the scoring is on that one. And it goes down as an error. Jalen battles the second baseman, let that ball play him. He backed up, and it ate him up. So the Birds take advantage of the error. Ardoez scores. De Leon to second. And the Birds will take at least a 3-run lead into the top of the ninth. Here's Maxwell Costas. Costas doubled his first time up. He is 1-for-3. He's hit the ball hard all three times. First pitch is outside. Well, I did a spotlight on Costas on the air show yesterday before the game. Since June 1st, in the 15 games that Costas has recorded an at-bat in, well, now 16 counting tonight, he's hit safely in 13 of those 16 with 7 hits in 20 at-bats in July alone. Takes low, counts 2-0. Entering tonight's game, he was rocking a .275 average with a .373 on base and a .529 slugging since the start of June. He's driven in 10 runs in that span in 16 games with a plate appearance. 2-0, takes a strike, 2-1. Pretty impressive, the .902 OPS over his last month and a half. Guy who joined the Iron Birds in early May, after starting the year with Delmarva. Max, we know he can hit. 2-1, rips one to left. This one's got some carry on it, and that ball ain't coming back. Fire me up, Maxwell Costas. A 3-run shot here in the bottom of the eighth. And on one swing, Costas breaks this thing wide open. A 4 spot for the Birds in the bottom of the eighth. They lead it by 6. It's a 7-1 game as Costas is greeted by his teammates at home plate. That ball got out in a hurry. An absolute rocket off the bat of Maxwell Costas. His second extra base hit of the game. He's now 2-for-4 with a double and a homer. And he adds 3 more RBIs to his season total. Costas absolutely blasted that ball. That's got to feel good for Maxwell, who continues to swing a hot bat. 23 RBIs for him on the year, and that's his 7th homer. He wasn't with the team until the first week of May, and he is already 4th on the team in home runs. So here's Isaac Bologna, 7-1 Birds here in the 8th, getting those insurance runs that they needed. All 4 of these runs in the inning unearned because of the error with 2 outs. Birds will take it. Baloney's the 7th man to hit in the inning. Swings and misses there. Birds trying to keep pace with the Brooklyn Cyclones, who own a game and a half lead for first place in the North Division. Well, what the Birds are doing tonight will help. 1-2, foul back. So the Birds with 6 extra base hits tonight and 11 hits overall. Next pitch, Bologna rips one down the third base line. It ricochets off the wall and foul ground into left field. Bologna around first, digging for second. He slides in ahead of the throw, and it's a double for Isaac Bologna. 7th extra base hit of the night for the Birds, and Bologna's 2-for-4. Well, the hits just keep on coming, 12 of them in the game. This has been a fun one here in the Dean. Brings up Luis Valdez, see if he can keep the party going. The 6 doubles ties a season high for the Birds. They ripped 6 two-baggers back on May 9th at home against Hudson Valley. Most extra base hits in a game for the Birds this year is 10. Doesn't look like they'll get there, but 7's pretty good. So Bologna at second for Valdez, the 8th man to bat in this frame. 1-0 low. Pitch coming up to Luis as Gastone sets. Here it is, fastball inside, 3-0. Birds taking advantage of Gastone tonight. He came into tonight's game with a 6.35 ERA. Had given up 20 earned runs in 28 and a third. Now all 4 runs against him in the inning unearned as he walks Valdez on 4 pitches. First and second for the leadoff man, Higgins, who is the 9th man to hit here in the inning. And before Higgins can hit, that might be it for Sandy Gastone, and it is. Hot Rods manager Rafael Valenzuela out to the mound, so Rafi takes the ball from Sandy. And we've got a pitching change here in the Dean. Birds lead at 7-1, 4 runs home here in the bottom of the 8th and looking for more. Take a quick break, let you know who the new pitcher is when we come back.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Big bottom of the 8th inning for the Ironbirds. 4 runs already home in the frame, all with 2 outs, and all because of a 2-out error. But the Birds will take it. Maxwell Costas blasted a 3-run home run into the Hot Rods bullpen over the left field wall. That really broke things open. It doubled the Birds' lead, and they lead it 7-1 here. Isaac Bologna followed the homer with a double. Luis Valdez walked, and now a new pitcher is in for the Hot Rods. Ryan Higgins, the leadoff man, the 9th man to hit in the inning. as he takes a strike. Count is 0-1. Kyle Whitten is the new pitcher. Whitten, a 6'3 righty from Manassas, Virginia. 0-1 is over for a strike. It's 0-2. Birds will take that commanding six-run lead or maybe more into the top of the ninth. Looking to make it two in a row to open the series. 0-2 pitch from Whitten. Here it is, swing and a miss. And on three pitches, Whitten is able to stop the bleeding. But the Birds send nine to the plate. They score four times, a three-run home run from Maxwell Costas, the big blow in the inning. And the Birds take a six-run lead into the top of inning number nine. 7-1 Birds over the Rods. We'll go to the ninth next. Keep it locked on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
We go to the top of the ninth inning here in Aberdeen. It was a long bottom in the eighth. Birds sent nine to the plate. They scored four times. They did it on a couple of big hits. Maxwell Costas, a three-run home run. Isaac Bologna added a double. And here we are, top of the ninth, 7-1 Aberdeen over Bowling Green. Left-hander Ryan Hennon back to work. He entered with the Birds leading by two in the eighth inning. So this is a save situation for Hennon. Birds were leading 3-1 when he came in the eighth. So because he entered in a save situation, it remains a save situation for him. He gets Keegan Schnell and battles 6-7-8. Birds got two in the third to take the lead, one more in the fifth, and four in the eighth. Pitch from Hennon, fastball inside corner, 2-1. Keegan is 0-2 with a second inning walk. Juan Nunez allowed a homer, a double, and a walk before recording an out in the second, but held the Hot Rods to just one run. And the Hot Rods have not had a hit since. They've had traffic on the bases since, as Birds pitching has walked four and hit one since that second inning, but no hits. The last base runner was Piper in the sixth. He walked. So nine in a row set down by Beck and Hennon out of the pen. Birds continue to get it done. Popped up left side of the diamond on the infield. It's Burns, the shortstop, who makes the grab just in the infield. About a half step from that outfield turf. So a pop-up starts the ninth. Four up, four down for Hennon, and 10 in a row set down by the Birds' pen. Well, the Birds' bullpen got it done last night after Kyle Verbitsky gave up just two runs in five innings. Three relievers combined to allow just one run over the final four with six strikeouts and only one walk. Birds pitching staff last night combined for eight strikeouts and only one walk and held this red-hot Hot Rods team to only three runs, and they've pitching staffs held them to only one run tonight. 1-0 from Hennon inside. Birds with a season-high tying six doubles tonight. The Maxwell Costas home run gives them seven extra base hits and 12 overall. From Henin catches the outside corner, and it is 3-1 on Schnell. A lot of baseball left this week between these two teams, but it's really encouraging to see the Birds playing this brand of baseball late in the season. Fly ball deep left field, Henin ranging towards the corner, and he is unable to make the grab, but it drops in foul ground. Well, that's a blindside view for me. I can't see what happens in that left field corner, so I got to go to the monitor, and my monitor is about a second or two behind, so it was kind of a delayed reaction there, but that ball dropped in foul ground. So a 3-2 pitch coming from Henin to Schnell. As Henin looks to keep the retired batter streak going. 3-2, breaking ball lined to short, but Burns is there. A little bit of a hop to make that grab. And from 3-0 all the way back to get the out. Well, I mentioned before that four-run eighth that the Birds had a losing record in games decided by two runs or less overall. Well, this is now a game that the Birds have a six-run lead in, and in games decided by five or more runs, the Birds are 19-6. So take that for what it's worth. Birds have been in a lot of games with decided by five or more, but they've been on the winning end of most of them. Foul ball off the railing of the third base dugout. Ricocheted back onto the field of play. Count is 0-2 on Jalen Battles. Battles made the error in the bottom of the eighth that led to four runs. Birds one strike away from finishing this thing off. 0-2, two-out pitch. Fly ball right field. Baloney a couple steps over. He's camped under it. Makes the grab. And the Birds put another one in the win column. A 7-1 win tonight against Bowling Green as the Birds take each of the first two games of this six-game series. The Iron Birds are now 4-1 on this current nine-game homestand with four more to play over the next 4 days. An impressive win for the Birds tonight, getting it done in all facets of the game. And a second straight win against arguably the hottest team in the South Atlantic League. Birds win it 7-1 as they take it to the Bowling Green Hot Rods tonight. They got some insurance runs late, and turns out they didn't need all of them, but it's always good to have them in your back pocket. And the Birds, a commanding victory tonight. Three pitchers combined to hold the Hot Rods to just one run. And before we get you the final totals in this one, let's take a look at how the scoring happened. Well, the Hot Rods got on the board in the second, a leadoff homer from Willie Vasquez. The next batter, Kenny Piper, doubled. Dominic Keegan walked. But Juan Nunez worked out of the jam, retired the next three in order. And that was the final run of the game for the Hot Rods. In fact, they didn't have a hit the rest of the way. Birds bullpen and Nunez, of course, and the rest of his outing shut it down. But the Birds got on the board with two in the third. Ryan Higgins, an RBI double to tie it. Dylan Beavers, an RBI single to bring home the go-ahead run. Both those runs with two outs. The Birds added another run in the fifth. Dylan Beavers, a two-out RBI single. And the two-out run scoring theme continued as the Birds held the 3-1 lead into the bottom of the eighth when they scored four more two-out runs. So all seven runs tonight for the Birds with two outs thanks to an error. Silas Arduent doubled. He got the third on a wild pitch, scored on the error, and then Maxwell Costas, a three-run home run, a laser into the left field bullpen for his seventh of the season. It gave the Birds a 7-1 advantage, doubling the lead at the time, and the Birds held on for that six-run victory. Juan Nunez started, went four innings, gave up just one run. Jared Beck, three scoreless, hitless innings, in relief, and Ryan Hennen, two perfect innings in the back end to finish things off for the Birds. All three pitchers really good. The bats got it done tonight. Birds racked up a season-high tying 6 doubles, 7 extra base hits overall. And with the win, the Birds improved to 45-38 on the season, a season-high 7 games over 500, and they moved to 13-6 in the second half. With the loss, the Hot Rods dropped to 43-38. They now sit at 12-8 in the second half of play. 7 runs on 12 hits, no errors for Aberdeen, 1 run on just 2 hits and 1 error for Bowling Green. Jared Beck picks up the win in his high A debut. He's 1-0. The loss goes to Roel Garcia. He drops to 4-6. Ryan Hennen picks up his second save with 2 scoreless at the back end. Game was played in 2 hours and 29 minutes in front of 1,344 fans here at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Well, that was another fun one to call. As I always say, it's always fun bringing you guys the action on the broadcast here in the Dean, but it's even more fun when the Birds win, and it's exceptionally fun when they win the way they did tonight. Big one all the way around. Pitching was great. The offense was great. The defense threw up another errorless game, and the Birds have taken 4 of the first 5 on this 9-game homestand. 2 in a row against the Hot Rods this week. A win tomorrow would give the Birds at least a series split, but the way this series has started, the Birds looking for much more than that. Back at it tomorrow, 6:40 p.m., we are live for the air show, which we streamed live on Facebook Live and MILB TV. You can catch me on air then. And then, of course, first pitch coming up at 7:05. As always, Iron Birds fans, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for flying with me. Another fun one here in the Dean. Birds win it 7-1 as they take each of the first 2 games against Bowling Green this week. Back at it tomorrow. Let's have some more fun in less than 24 hours. Talk to you then. Have a great night, everybody.